Hi, it's Brock Romanek, editor of the CorporateCounsel.net. I'm here today with Gary Luton, who's CEO of his own company, Luton & Company, which is an investment bank. And more importantly, for our purposes, he's founder of ShareholderForum.com, which is a forum for investor initiatives and exchanges. And I've been blogging a little bit about what's happened at Verizon, so I thought I'd have Gary on, given what's happening at the SEC and their upcoming approval of electronic shareholder forum, to talk about what shareholderforum.com is about and what his experience has been so far. So Gary, if I'm correct, I think shareholderforum.com has been up 6-7 years. The website, is that correct?
Well, the website has actually only been up, I think, since 2003 or 4, if I remember correctly. The programs were initiated in 1999 and have been evolving with increasing use of internet and website processes. But the electronic technologies are basically just a facilitation of the communications.
So what are the shareholder forums? What's the process?
Well, the essential process is having an investor-controlled or independent exchange of information relating to investor interests in a particular company. And they essentially serve the same function that a shareholders meeting used to serve back when people came to a shareholder meeting to find out what was going on, exchange views, and determine what decisions they needed to make. Those, of course, have become more of a ritual now, and the information is exchanged in advance. The issues are defined in advance, and the votes are cast in advance, so that the function of information exchange has become confused, particularly during the last 20 years.
And what led you to begin these forums?
Well, it was actually initiated by the New York Society of Security Analysts. One of the committees for the analyst organization wanted to examine a case situation of involving changes in governance as it would relate to enhancement of investment value, and they invited me as a non-analyst with experience in corporate control and investor interests to chair the program. That then extended into a series of programs which I ended up co-sponsoring with them. And the early ones, I should mention, paid absolutely no attention to electronic communications. We did everything by meetings, telephone, and in fact fax rather than email.
And I get a sense that doing it that old-fashioned way still might be more valuable than online forums, I guess, depending how the online forum is created.
Well, the online, I get a little uncomfortable when people talk about online forums. You know, websites and email are simply a means of communication, and I think there are some important issues that need to be addressed in terms of rules that apply when you're using that form of communication, which we can return to. But the emphasis really is simply on an exchange of information. And the methods or technology that's used are secondary. In the current forum programs, there is, of course, increased use of email, and I frankly haven't seen a fax in a long time. But it's still primarily telephone and meeting communication. That tends to be the focus. When we establish a workshop to address an issue within a forum program, they almost always end up with at least a couple of meetings face-to-face, sitting around a table, you know, with coffee and people looking each other in the face and talking. That is a kind of communication that is not going to go out of style, and I can't imagine having an effective process for addressing issues in which you rely exclusively on websites and email. Having said that, though, I don't think we would be able to conduct the programs as efficiently as they are right now without the new technology. It simply reduces the cost of exchanging information and makes it much more efficient.
So when you have, when a company is, I guess, pick sort of, I don't think the word target is correct. Let me know what the right term, but it is brought, you know, the company is chosen for the forum. Now, how difficult has it been for management to get involved, or is management not involved at all?
Well, at least in the programs that I've been involved with, we've always made the programs completely open so that anybody with an interest, including shareholders as well as management, can participate. We've had a couple of instances in which management was, took a defensive approach to the situation and did not want to communicate, but that's been an exception. In most cases, they've participated and engaged actively in it. In one of the early ones, for example, Amazon was an active participant in the initial development of the program and participated in meetings up to a point where Mr. Bezos became reluctant to respond to information requests. And for one meeting, they stopped participating but then changed their mind and resumed. There's no obligation to engage or participate, and there are times when it's actually not appropriate for management to be active other than observing. For instance, when questions are being formulated. But it would be very unusual for management to consider it constructive to not at least observe.
And what are the types typically of the shareholders that participate? Is it just retail investors? Is it a mix of retail and large institutional? Or?
Well, most of the ones I've been involved with, have been initiated within and pretty much focused on the interests of professionals. I've always tried to make an effort to be sure that there are some so-called genuine retailer, consumer type investors involved, because I think it's very important to get that perspective. But we sometimes have to make an effort to get them involved. The focus tends to be on the professionals' interests.
And do the analysts come to some of these meetings as well?
Yes. That tends to be the analysts and portfolio managers tend to be the predominant interest in it.
So the latest foray, I think, was Verizon, or maybe the latest one that it's captured headlines. What can give us a snapshot of what happened?
Well, Verizon,
leading up to what Verizon, the steps that Verizon took.
Yeah, Verizon is actually a good example of a professional investor interest that was defined as an issue. The focus of the program is on determining what information can be obtained about management compensation to correlate management incentives to the success of their fiber optics program. Now, there may be some other issues added besides the fiber optics investment, but that seems to be the one that is of greatest interest to the professional investors, at least. Whether that's successful or not, or how the prospects for that program are viewed, has about a 20 to 30, maybe even a 40 or 50% impact on valuation estimates. So if a consensus develops that it's that management has more confidence in it or less confidence, it could have a very substantial effect on the company's stock price. So using the current interest in compensation and tying it into more practical issues for investors has a great deal of attraction to the professional investment community. Presumably, it would also be of some interest to the management who are concerned about investor understanding of their objectives. So this is a very practical investor-oriented issue. Now, this is the same kind of thing, I should add, that most larger companies spend a fair amount of money trying to evaluate from an investor relations point of view. So these things should coincide.
What is your overall goal in being involved in these programs?
Well, right now my overall goal is trying to organize an institutionalized support for it so that I can do this as part-time, which is what I intended originally. But I got involved with it as an opportunity for, you know, doing some kind of civic duty or community service. And it also is an opportunity to learn more about how analysts viewed things, since as an investment banker, traditionally, you didn't talk to analysts. And I've actually found it very constructive. The process has provided me with an opportunity to learn what virtually everybody in the investment community thinks about everything else.
And at the end of the day, to restore marketplace decision-making.
Well, as you and I discussed before we started the interview, yes, that's a very important objective from my point of view.
Well, this has been very interesting, Gary. I think what you're doing is fantastic, and I look forward to seeing how the process evolves.
So will I. I appreciate your interest in it.
Thanks, Gary.